Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and probably no one in the world would disagree with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who spoke to students at Beijing University yesterday about his upcoming meeting with Chinese officials in Beijing.
How successful we are in Washington and in Beijing will be critically important to the economic fortunes of the rest of the world.
All the eyes and all the wallets of the world will be watching as Timothy Geithner sits down with President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao to talk about the Chinese and U.S. relationship and its impact on the global economy. Quentin Somerville, all eyes will be watching, including the BBC's, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, we'll be expecting some reassurances there. We got some today from Timothy Geithner. He said to his Chinese hosts that your money's safe, basically. All of those many billions of dollars that you've invested in US Treasury, well, he said Chinese financial assets are very safe. That actually got a laugh from the audience at Peking University, but he'll be hoping that Hu Jintao and Prime Minister Wen Jiabao, when he meets them tomorrow, that they'll take him a bit more seriously.
Well, Quentin, it's really interesting because this meeting has a very important domestic message that must be delivered to the Chinese people. And of course, they're the biggest savers in the world. Their investments are in U.S. treasuries in banks all over China, including the Chinese government's. If their investments aren't safe, they stop borrowing, interest rates spike in the United States, mortgage rates spike, demand goes down, and we're back plummeting in the global recession once again. Is that about how it works?
It's all one big ball of wax. And as he said towards the end of his speech, he said, look, global problems will not be solved without the US and China working together. That's why he didn't give China too much of a hard time about currency manipulation, that allegation that we've heard time and time again, that China's keeping its currency low, that means exports from China cost less, and that's costing US jobs. This is very much about being nice to the Chinese and saying, look, guys, we've got to work together if we're going to get out of this mess. Because remember, the Chinese economy is still powering along just fine.
Yeah, I mean, they have growth of close to 10%, maybe a little bit under 10%, most nations in the world would envy that sort of thing. Let's talk a little bit about, are there any U.S. demands, for instance, that the Chinese economy try to become less dependent on purchases by U.S. consumers of Chinese exports?
Exactly. Timothy Geithner said, look, when all this is over, when the dust settles, we've got to change the rules of the global economy. The world cannot be dependent on the US consumer spending like crazy. And in particular, China can't be dependent on that. All those Chinese factories, millions of workers have lost their jobs because US consumers have stopped spending. Actually, he's preaching to the converted here because the Chinese government realizes this already. But it's a long process to take an economy which is dependent on cheap exports and building domestic demand. Here, Americans spend a good deal more than your average Chinese consumer. That's a shift that China's trying to make. It's been doing that. That's why its economy is still growing, but it's still got some way to go.
Finally, Quentin, Wall Street trading futures are up this morning, suggesting that Wall Street's going to open positively in about 45 minutes. But there's some talk that the Chinese, in their purchases of U.S. debt, are favoring short-term debt over long-term debt, and that could bear on volatility of interest rates. Do you have any guidance on that? Certainly all the financial people are watching to see the tea leaves there.
I'm not going to be able to call that, but what I can tell you is it's in China's interest that the U.S. economy recovers as quickly as possible.
All right. Quentin Somerville, BBC reporter in Beijing, watching the Geithner meeting with Chinese officials, including President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao. Of course, Timothy Geithner is the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Thank you, Quentin.